Welcome to the first anniversary online spiritual cartel convention. On Mondays, the group comes together in breath and gratitude. You are now invited to make yourselves comfortable and enjoy this time with your higher power. Today, it is with great pleasure to introduce our guest speaker, Kimia, who will share with us for 25 minutes. Kimia, over to you, sister.
Thank you so much, beautiful Hazel. Like someone said in the chat, listening to you is the meditation. And hello, welcome. Happy birthday, cartels. Bon anniversaire. Compleanno feliz. And it is a happy bunch here, isn't it? A full day of just pure recovery, pure spirit of willingness. And I just heard a fellow saying, I'm still hearing the mind tell me what to do. So if you are here with that nagging voice, that imperious urge that wants you to be doing something, taking something, snorting, sniffing, people, places, things, doesn't matter. We're unified in our willingness to be here for the next 20 minutes, hopefully. So stay with that. One breath at a time becomes a big practice in our willingness to stay. And to see that voice, that liar in the mind can actually be reduced. If I want serenity louder than these thoughts, it's possible. So welcome. If you're here, maybe for the first time, maybe you're not here on Mondays with us, but today I'm hoping that we will make this meditation a collective effort to a song. So if I could just ask one of the co-hosts to open the chat for just 2 minutes, I'm going to ask the room to put in the chat what it is you want to gain from this meditation today. What are you willing to turn over? What I heard from a power of its own understanding when I sat in contemplation about what today's meditation could be, I heard freedom. And then I heard freedom from and freedom to. Guess that what that is? Our step seven. Give me the freedom from all that stands in the way of my hope, everything to my fellows, helpfulness to my fellows. And then what is it that I need strengthened? So what is it that you're hoping to gain? And I will bring that into the meditation and it will collectively become a song that we would have orchestrated through our breath, a melody of what it is that you wish to gain. I like to believe that when we are removed of those self-seeking motives, the selfishness of what it is I really want, we get to receive what it is God is willing to give us so we can show up in the capacity we're assigned. And sometimes those seat assignments may not be visible to us, but through what it is God is granting me, I get to see that I am assigned a seat at this table. And what a pleasure to be joining a feast as opposed to crumbs, as we heard our young talk about. Thank you for all of your contributions. In the chat, I see you. We'll give it a few more seconds if you want to just put in what it is that you hope to lose freedom from. All that is blocking me, and what is it that I hope to gain to strengthen my mind, my spirit, my body? My body is going to get really loud in physical pain for a lot of us, but the spirit can get louder, and that's the health restorative, so it says. Thank you so much, everybody, and welcome again. My name is Kimia. What an absolute honor to be with you here and to perhaps for the next little while go through something that will give us some calmness. Some serenity of thought. Beautiful contributions. This will be your song. This will be your meditation. All there is yours. I hope that you're willing to receive what you are always meant to receive. So go ahead. If your fingers are off the keyboard, it's a good place to start, to begin again. And just fall into your own body. Falling into a space that is rather your physical self. What you know to be, what you have been born in, your skin. When you get a moment to fall into your shoulders, can you draw them away from your ears ever so intentionally? Or just become willing to receive a certain serenity in your shoulders that is deep within. And so all that you will hear during this meditation will be a suggestion to a place of pause, and to a place where freedom does become reachable, a lot more accessible than we might even think. And then in that space of freedom, we get to be united in a willingness to seek serenity, to seek joy, without disregarding the pain, the ups and downs of life, the mistakes we will continue to make. And so when we are in our earnest, none of that will drag us down. All will point to a space of meeting freedom. So fall into your body, fall into your shoulders. Allow them to move away from your ears, softening the space between your eyebrows, softening the space behind your eyes. Softening the tension in your jaw. Allow there to be a gap between your teeth. And so you start paying attention to the quality of air that starts moving through your nostrils. And it exits either through the nose or your mouth. Let's take a deep inhale in. We all rise together. A deep exhale. We fall in humility. And so you breathe again. Your chest rises again. And then your belly falls. As you exhale and return back to your inhale, you begin again. Relaxing your ears. All that you need to hear is already being heard. Let's pay attention more to the feelings, the sensations of rise as you inhale, your lungs expand. As you exhale, your belly empties. The rise and fall of your body. Relaxing the chest. Relax the back of your neck. Shoulders drawn away from your ears. The sides of your body are calm. And the center of your chest rises as you breathe in. The center of your belly falls as you breathe out. And so in that manner, you continue to rise and fall, relaxing the hips, relaxing the legs, allowing yourself to settle into your body without the urge to get it right. For a moment of solace can really appear either in stillness or movement. So remove the urgency and pay attention to the restlessness from the eyes of the observer. Become a witness to what is rising up to the surface. Allow the thoughts to come around. and just notice without getting involved. You come back to the sound of your breath and you begin again. A deep inhale, you rise again. A deep exhale, you fall and empty. Breathing in. Breathing out. And so it begins again with the next breath. Your aliveness, your willingness to be here. To have a clear mind and an open heart. Isn't that what you wish to receive? To have a better understanding of your calmness. To be free from fear and to hear God more freely, to be in connection, acceptance of all people, places, and things as just they are. So take a deep breath in, my siblings. What are you willing to allow into your lungs, into your body, and into your spirit? So we breathe in with peace. We breathe in with the willingness to connect with the breath of life and creativity. And so we breathe out and learn how to be present. And when we are present, we are recognized and we can validate other people. Breathing in. Breathing out. In the simplicity of one breath. A way for the heart, for the body, for the soul to celebrate. To be in the now. To accept and to be guided. To turn over the paranoid thinking. And gain freedom to thinking of how to be more useful to others. Breathing in, beautiful children of God. Breathing out, we connect in unity, in calmness, in peace. And so we lose fear and increase our faith. Allow yourself to fall deeper within, even if your thoughts are still present. What if you were willing to recognize those thoughts and walk away from them? What if you were willing to ask God to help me experience more of God? To help us trust God above all others? What if we could ask for these blocks to be removed? The anger, the resentment, the worries, the mental anxiety. What if we could turn it all over right here by noticing? To feel at peace with everything without ignoring the fear. a fear of the unknown, my self-ego. I want freedom from doubt. I want freedom from self-pity. I want to lose my overthinking. I want connection, to let go and trust in my higher power, to lose the obsession with self. I want the freedom from projecting my defects on others, freedom from owning anyone else's insanity. Breathing in. Breathing out. Freedom from my past and guilt. Freedom from my negativity. Freedom from doing others what they can do for themselves. Freedom from deep trauma, what keeps me stuck in the past. What if right here you can recognize all of that resides within you? But also resides within you an understanding of faith. An understanding of what it means that it is our great hope that all those who have yet found no answer may begin to find one in the pages of this book and our program, and join us on the high road to a new freedom. A sense of freedom that is felt, where you relax the space between your eyebrows, where you relax your tongue, and you allow your throat to become a little bit lighter. The words you wish you had said, the words you wish you had not said. What if we all became free from seeking liberation, and instead noticed that we were always liberated? That this new freedom, this new basis, is a basis of relying and trusting upon God, the power that resides within love. Power that is embedded with all of us deep within. And so freedom shows itself in a moment of contentment, where you breathe in and your chest rises, where you breathe out and your belly falls. And so you rise again with trust, with forgiveness and patience. And you fall again in humility and love. So whatever it is that is blocking your heart, beautiful children of Earth, what is stopping you from allowing it to dissolve? In this moment, you get the opportunity to breathe in and rise in your courage, to seek freedom and to see that you have always been in it. And to fall and see how you can become responsible, accountable, and kind, allow the sounds of these waves to wash away from you whatever is residually holding on to you. What no longer allows you to help others and to see yourself in your highest value of service and helpfulness. Allow it to be removed from you so you can see yourself from your Creator's eyes. Like a parent who looks at their child, regardless of the imperfection, you remain perfect in God's eye. And that's freedom. My siblings, that's freedom from all that you have thought you have been. And it's freedom to all that you are yet to explore. So let us breathe with the willingness to remain in connection, to remain in calm, to remain in unity and faith with an open mind and an open heart. The simplicity of one breath in, one breath out. Relaxing your shoulders. Relax the sides of your body. Softening the forehead. You allow a power beyond you to reside within you. And so in that, you get to see how vast and limitless you really are. Allow for a moment of silence to fall upon you, a moment of integration, a moment to receive a pause, even after a pause, and to remove urgency. Take a deep breath in. Exhale and send a prayer to someone who may never have access to a room full of recovery and joy and kindness and love. Pure agape love like this, to the ones who will never seek a solution, The ones who will go to the gates of insanity and death, we will pray for them. Take another deep breath in. Exhale and send your breath to all children, all parents, including orphans and the ones who may never have children again. The ones who are making relationships with their children and their families. The ones that are building the courage to get responsible and the ones who may never be able to. And so to all animals and their children, to all plants and their children, and all rocks and their children. With your third breath, send the breath to someone you resent. Send the breath to someone you love. And watch your breath land in their hearts. Take over their whole body with a sense of warmth, glowing, honey gold. And if you're inviting yourself back to your body by moving your fingers or your toes, and maybe you were moving the whole time, send the prayer to someone who can, someone who might be finding their abilities have changed, or someone who may have never had the privilege of being able. I love you all. Happy birthday. Cannot wait to continue this celebration. Pure joy, happiness resides right here. Thank you, family.